Well, a safe, secure food supply is essential to sustainability, and safety considerations do not end once we bring food home from the grocery store or the farmer's market. During the holiday season, food safety can present even greater challenges. To help us meet those challenges is Joyce McGarry. Joyce is the MSU Extension Food Safety Educator. Joyce, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Joyce, the importance of food safety in general, I mentioned that in my open, but there are some statistics from the Center for Disease Control. I mean, there is a lot of foodborne illness in the United States each year.
And it seems to be increasing because of our variety of food and where we get our food, and a lot of it's education. Mm-hmm. So that's what MSU Extension does out in our communities, is help to help for consumers to understand how to handle their food safely, how to prepare it and store it safely.
That's why they call you educators.
That's true.
I really like that when Extension went from agents to educators, because education is really the mission of MSU Extension.
It certainly is, and we do reach a lot of areas in the state that that appreciate our services.
Well, let's get to some of these precautions that folks can take, not only during the holidays, but the rest of the year when it comes to food safety. A few tips here in the time that we have, Joyce.
Well, I think the first tip, and the very most important one, is always washing your hands, especially as we're coming into flu season. That is such an important part of keeping your food safe, is washing hands, simple as can be. The next one is making sure that your food is kept at the proper temperatures. So cold food's cold and hot food's hot for any short amount of time, no more than 2 hours. So sometimes, as we know, time goes fast and things sit out a little bit longer. So that's one reason we bring awareness that you really need to put your food, either freeze it or refrigerate it after you have eaten, and then you can enjoy the rest of your meal. But anything that needs to be hot or cold should not be setting out for more than 2 hours.
Now, using a thermometer when you're heating food is essential. A lot of people do that. A lot of people don't.
Unfortunately, it's one of those tools that kind of sit in the drawer and don't get used a lot. But we are really trying hard through Extension to talk about using food thermometers. It's not only a way to keep your food safe, but it's also a quality issue, so you don't overcook or undercook. But using thermometers is a habit that you really need to practice more often, and it is certainly one that we are helping consumers to understand.
Josh, you mentioned storage of food after it's been out. Some people like to use their garages for food storage. Not a good idea, right?
No, unfortunately, no. That's not a good idea. The fluctuation of temperatures does not keep it consistent. Remember, your refrigerator at 40 degrees or lower and your freezer at 0 degrees or lower. And you cannot guarantee that will happen in a garage.
One thing, I mentioned safety when you get the food home from the store, but there are some things people need to look out for when they're actually in a farmer's market or a grocery store with respect to food safety.
Oh, of course, of course. And as you're traveling, especially in the grocery stores with frozen and cold foods, that they should be purchased at the end of your shopping trip, right before you're ready to check out, because they do start to thaw and come to room temperature. Farmers markets the same way, making sure that what you're buying is kept cold if it needs to be. Another tip that we are helping people to understand is our reusable grocery bags need to be washed on occasion. You put your food in there on a regular basis. It's very important to keep those clean for every shopping trip.
Let's go back to farmers markets, because there's a lot of interest in locally produced food. Farmers markets have popped up everywhere. They're very successful. What about food? You might talk to a vendor and they'll say, well, we've washed the apples, or we've washed the vegetables, or what have you. Are there some things in particular with farmers markets that people have to be careful about?
Well, we always tell people to wash their produce and wash their fruit when they get home or before they eat it. And then some of the challenges are it doesn't keep as long if you wash it. So another tip is do not wash it until you're ready to prepare or eat it. Mm-hmm. It will keep longer in your refrigerator. But it is important to always wash your fruits and vegetables, even if it's been pre-washed before you've bought it.
My guest is Joyce McGarry. She's the MSU Extension Food Safety Educator. When we're washing our fruits and vegetables, though, we wash it in cold water, warm water? How do we wash them?
Cold water, cold running water right over the top of it. If it's a tough skin like apples and oranges and things like that, you just you can use a vegetable brush to clean it. The softer, more things like tomatoes and things, just keep it under cold running water and wash it thoroughly.
A lot of people like turkey over the holidays, and you mentioned buy your frozen foods last in the store so that they don't thaw on the way home. But in terms of preparing frozen turkey, for example, are there some things that people need to watch out for?
Well, you need to plan ahead, obviously, for frozen turkey to make sure that it's going to be thawed in time for you to cook it. And we only suggest three safe ways to thaw foods, and one is in the microwave. And that's a little difficult sometimes with turkey to determine when it's thawed. Anything in a microwave that is thawed needs to be cooked immediately because, as we know, it does start to cook in that microwave. We also have the cold water method, which you put it in the sink with a cold running water over it and keeping that temperature at 70 degrees and changing the water every 30 minutes. And that's a very safe method. The other, of course, is planning ahead and refrigerating. So a turkey takes about 24 hours for every 5 pounds. Mm. So okay. You do need to plan ahead.
What about dressing in the turkey or separately?
That's always been our challenge when people call, and it's such a hard thing to tell people not to stuff your turkey. Mm. You can stuff your turkey. You just have to make sure that the temperature of the stuffing is 165 degrees, as well as the turkey being 165 degrees. So both have to be checked. It is recommended that you keep the stuffing separate from the turkey. But we all know that traditions are very important to people. So as long as you have your food thermometer checking that stuffing temperature at 165, it should be safe.
Well, a lot of people put a thermometer, as you know, in the turkey, but maybe don't do the stuffing part of it. So you'd probably need a separate thermometer just to check that as you're watching the thermometer that's stuck in the turkey.
That's true. An instant read thermometer works very well to check that stuffing temperature, and we don't always trust the little pop-up thermometers that are part of the turkey either. We do suggest that you use an actual meat thermometer that can be kept in the turkey throughout the baking time.
Now, you mentioned the importance of washing hands. What about utensils? What about countertops?
Of course. Cleaning and sanitizing is very important. And, of course, keeping pets out of your kitchen is important, too. But also...
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one. And also, if you have family members that may be sick, not feeling well, they should not be part of the food preparation either. It's kind of a difficult situation to handle, but it is recommended if you are sick and not feeling well not to be handling the food.
And I want to come back and reiterate a point. During the holidays, a lot of people at the house, food can get left out longer than it might normally do during the routine of the rest of the year. But back to that point again about how long food should be left out.
2 hours is what we recommend in a regular 70-degree house, no longer than that. So if you are sitting enjoying your meal, you know, just take a moment to put things away, refrigerate it. You can freeze your leftovers, and certainly you can have them later, a couple months later, or your leftovers will last about 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator.
Well, all this talk about food and food preparation is kind of making me hungry, certainly that's okay during the holidays. But Joyce, where can folks, I know that MSU Extension puts out a lot of great information about food safety and food security. Where can folks go to get that information?
We have several sites you can go to. One is called Ask the Expert through MSU Extension. Another is the MSU Extension website, where we publish articles throughout the year, and it would be very timely to have ones on food safety during the holidays.
Yeah, and I read two or three of the articles that have just come out recently and to prepare for this interview. They're excellent, and the tips are just fantastic, very easy to put together. Congrats to you and your team for that educational information.
Thank you so much. And we know it's just to raise awareness. We all realize what can happen, the potentials. So just to be aware of food safety during these times is very important.
So always educating, MSU Extension. I've been talking with Joyce McGarry. She is the MSU Extension Food Safety Educator. Joyce, pleasure having you back on Greening the Great Lakes.
Thank you so much.